Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania. Happy Monday here. You're with the Rob O'Donnell Show. WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, and we're there. Favorite us, you'll get the podcast sent to your inbox each day. How's everyone doing on this Monday, July 21st, 2025? It is 78 degrees, 309. I believe the next couple of days look like it's going to be nice, rain-free. Well, I shouldn't say rain-free. They're not expecting much rain, but it is summer, so we'll see. I do have the top off the Jeep, so take that for what it's worth. I think there'll be a sprinkle right over my car while I'm driving, but other than that, hopefully you had a good weekend. You know, I got my chores done. I had a restful weekend. I was boss all weekend. The missus is coming home today. She should be home by the time I get home. She played grandma all weekend, hung out with her daughters, her son, her daughter-in-law, and my grandson. So I'm sure she'll be more tired than when she left and be thankful to be home. I'm kind of envious, though. You know, I FaceTimed a couple times a day. Every time my grandson sees me on FaceTime, he goes, "Papa!" And he big smile and lights up and then runs around with the phone in his hand and to show me around the house. So it's a funny little thing there. But it is Monday here. And listen, this summer is just cruising by. I was just thinking about it this weekend. I had some time on my hands. You know, the end of July coming already. And August is here and back to school for some, the end of August, middle of August for some others. And then September, and then everybody's back. And then we're back into the same old routine, even though Septembers are nice in our area. I love the fall. Fall's my favorite season here in NEPA, so I look forward to it. But this is one of the few times I'm like, yeah, this summer's going by just too fast. And nothing we can do about it. Time flies. That's what they say, right? And it's just the way it is. So we'll get through it. So lots to talk about today. A lot of things going on in Lackawanna County. We're going to start there, and then we're going to move about through the news cycle. The big thing is appeals for your Lackawanna County property reassessment deadline. It must be filed by August 1st. Now, that's coming around pretty fast. So if you are planning to appeal your reassessment, you need to get on the ball. There is some guidance out there and some articles. You can go to ECTV to where I believe they recorded Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, one of his informational seminars that he had on how to deal with this. If you are friends or related to a realtor, they can help you a lot. And you need to do your own research and need to get your facts together. You know, if you want to pay for an official property assessment, that'll cost you money, but it would help you if you think that your house was overvalued. So I started digging into some research here. And for my own house, for my own property, my reassessment and my Zillow estimate. And listen, I know Zillow is just a commercial algorithm that's out there. It's not the most accurate in the world, but it is a ballpark figure on where things stand. And my experience with Zillow is it's been in the ballpark. Again, it's not the most solid. Obviously, if you have access to a realtor or one in your family, that would be your best bet to get real market comparisons in your area. But Zillow programming also does that. It will show you recent sales in your area, and you could modify it to homes similar to yours, bedrooms, bathrooms, the property size, what type of house, what style. So it does get the ball rolling for you. And again, at this point, I'm just kind of in an informational stage. So yesterday I posted on my Facebook, and I said that my Zillow estimate and my new reassessment are within $170 of each other. So I'm like, all right, that seems pretty reasonable. That seems accurate. And I checked some of the homes around me, and they were about the same. They were in their reassessments. And again, the Lackawanna County website, you can find the official database for those 2026 projected reassessments. They are in there, as well as deed information and everything else. It's public record. So you know, I looked around me and I asked the question on my Facebook, and I said, I don't want to know what your house is worth, or even though you could look it up if you have a name or address in the database, because it is public record. That being said, I wanted people to check their reassessment numbers and just run it through Zillow. You know, an easy, fast, free method to get a ballpark figure, because that's all I'm looking for at this point. And, I asked, is your reassessment higher, lower, and by how much from your Zillow estimate that's out there? And for 90% of the people who responded, and so far I'm looking probably about 30 responses, 90% of them say that their reassessment is higher than their Zillow estimate. Now, mine's within $170 of each other, so pretty much the same. So I decided to dig in a little further, and I said I was going to do this months ago. So I started looking into some Lackawanna County officials and their reassessment and their Zillow estimates. And I found that for every, and I mean every, Lackawanna County executive, department head, or lawyer, and I'm not going to get into specifics of who that is, but for every one of them that I checked, their reassessment was anywhere from $34,070 to $46,230 less than what Zillow said their homes were worth. So, could just be an anomaly, but it's something that I'm interested in to pursue, and I am pursuing. So, I find it hard to stomach, and it's why I'm looking for a larger data point that myself is right on my own home. It is $170 between my new reassessment value and my Zillow estimate market estimate value. The homes around me, my neighbors' homes, which I know well, they're my neighbors' homes. Their reassessment is in line with what Zillow estimate says their house could potentially be worth. 90% of the respondents that responded, and I don't know how valid these are, I take you guys at your word. 90% of the respondents said that their reassessment is higher, valuing their homes higher than their Zillow estimate of what their house could possibly sell for. But then when I look at Lackawanna County officials and the public record of their 2026 reassessment value and Zillow, their estimate, their reassessment estimate, or their official reassessment, I should say, pending any appeals, got to note that, are all between $34,000 and $46,000 less than what Zillow says. The statistics there just don't match. And I'm not saying that this was done purposely. I'm just saying this needs further clarification. It needs further data points to see how that is. And again, there were a few people, 10% of the respondents said that their Zillow was higher than their reassessment value. And that's one of the downfalls of possibly appealing. And listen, I think if you think your property was not valued correctly, you should by all means appeal what has been given to you. But you are risking them saying, well, you're right. Your house is much higher. Or we determine now, looking at further information, that your house is further, which is why you need to do your due diligence and get comparison sales in your area, recent comparison sales. My last appraisal done on my house is when I purchased my house 22 years ago. So that would be worthless at this stage in the game for today's value. And the fact that my reassessment value is right on point with the Zillow estimate, you know, was it accurate? Okay. If I take that on its face value, how come the six Lackawanna County officials that I looked were all reassessed less than their Zillow value? Every one of them, not a single one, was either close or higher. The lowest was $34,000 lower. Their reassessment, there was one up to $80,000, but that was a an anomaly, I believe, but we're still digging into that. So I put it out to you guys, and that's why I asked you to look at your official reassessment numbers that you got in your letter and just go to Zillow.com, or if you have access to the multiple listing service or whatever you think you have the best estimate you can get from the market. If you have a family member who's a realtor, hey, have them give you a market analysis and tell you what your house is worth. And then compare it to what your reassessment was. Is it higher? Is it lower? Is it about the same? Because that's the only way we're really going to be able to judge how this is possible. And that's all I'm trying to do at this point. How is it possible that my house is right on the money? 90% of the respondents, about the 30 people who responded to my post, said that they were reassessed higher than their market value. But multiple high-level Lackawanna County officials were all reassessed between $34,000 and $46,000 less than their official market value. Could be very well good reasons for that. They could have had damage to their house. They could have downsized their house. There could have been something there that Zillow or the market does not know at this point. But the investigator at me comes out and says, it just doesn't match up off its face value. So you've got to ask more questions, right? Not accusing anybody of wrongdoing. I'm just saying, and that's why I'm going to you, the public out there. What numbers are you seeing? Because if the majority of us are seeing that your reassessments are either right on the money or higher than the market saying your house is worth, but then there's a group of individuals whose houses were reassessed lower than the market saying their house is worth, well, that's going to take some further looking into. And that will be the next step if we get there. But at this point, it's a fact-finding mission, right? And I'm asking you, and I did in social media, and I appreciate everybody who sent me messages. I appreciate everybody who and I realize getting an official property assessment, property valuation is the best way to go. I'm not looking for people to spend hundreds of dollars on getting this unless that's what you want to do to appeal your reassessment. And again, that deadline is August 1st. So make sure you're on that if you plan on appealing that. It appears a lot of you may have the grounds to do that if you were reassessed so much higher than the market is saying that your house is worth. It's 3:21 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So one of the other things that took place this past week was the Commonwealth Court has upheld the county's lower court panel on the vacancy case in Lackawanna County, basically stating that County Commissioner Bill Gaughan did not. They affirmed that he had no authority to bring this litigation and that neither did the county solicitor bring this, what has now been determined by two courts as unlawful litigation. Glad to bring on County Commissioner, Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, who wants to talk about this and some other things. Commissioner, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So now we have the lower panel of judges and now the Commonwealth Court dictating and affirming that Commissioner Bill Gaughan did not have the authority to bring this litigation, and that the solicitor did not have to initiate this litigation.
Right. So, right. And that's what we were arguing with, because I didn't think it was fair for the county to be involved, nor the taxpayers to be involved. So I was happy with the first decision, not surprised with the appeal to the Commonwealth Court. And I'm happy with this decision, but I'm afraid it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, but we'll see. I don't know if the Supreme Court would even take it at this point.
Well, this is not. I understand that they were looking for a fast track from the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court could be appealed to the Supreme Court. But where does that leave Commissioner Gaughan and Lackawanna County? Even in the article, it says Commissioner Gaughan and Lackawanna County. But now we have two courts that stated clearly that Lackawanna County is not part of this, and Commissioner Gaughan does not have the authority to even initiate this litigation. So, you know, how do we ensure that either he's held personally responsible for these costs? I mean, I would imagine that this independent law firm that has been used in this case, that was named by him and the solicitor earlier in this case, is going to sue for costs. Where does it go?
Here's the other thing, though, that it may be the case that Gaughan has standing and can utilize the county, just as I would have standing to utilize the county. So I'm not sure where this is going as far as bills getting paid. I don't want the county to pay any legal fees. So I'm going to try everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, the fact here remains in the end is there's still only two commissioners, and anything past anything other than a stalemate, business is not going to happen in the county. And as we get closer to the middle of the year, towards the end of the year, when there's going to be a lot of action taken that there may not be 100% agreement on, you know, where does it go from here? I mean, sooner or later, business is going to stall in the county.
Right. And so that question's been asked to me a lot, like, you know, the county's functioning and that mainly the county's functioning because I'm allowing it to function, because I am not going to not pay our bills, not pay our people, you know, do the grants and the everyday things that we do. I'm not going to stop that. I know some people would like me not to, you know, not to vote for that, but that's not me. I want the county to function. However, the budget's coming, the reassessment's coming. I've already warned everyone. You saw what I went through last year with budget proposals and budget fights. I'm not approving a budget that I don't agree with or that I'm not involved in. So that's number one. And number two, and you were talking about the reassessment. The reassessments, we all know it has to be done. We all realize it's been a long time. But they've been working on this for 2 years. The numbers are not accurate. Where I'm seeing a lot of numbers that don't look right to me, a lot of commercial properties that are way off, a lot of vacant land that's way off. So to give people 30 days to appeal after 2 years that they've had, I don't agree. So I'm trying to push this back another year. That's what I think needs to happen. I think people need another year to do their appeals, make sure the thing is correct, make sure that when we do pass this, that it's not a burden on the assessor's office and the appeals boards, plus a burden on the court system after people don't agree with their appeal hearing. So they're going to take it to the next level. So I'm trying to stop as much of that as we possibly can.
Commissioner, I don't know if you heard the entirety of my first segment here before you came on, but you know I started to dig into the reassessment values and market values, just using commonly available market things like Zillow.com, and my correct reassessment and my Zillow estimate is within $170 of each other. So you look at it and you say, okay, it looks like it's about right. So I asked that question to other people on my social media. 90% of the people are saying that their reassessment is higher than what Zillow is telling them their market value was. But what were you to say if I checked some county executives, department heads, and lawyers for the county and their 2026 reassessment and their market value, and their reassessment was anywhere from $34,000 to $46,000 less than the market value. Now, that's nothing close to what I have, and it could just be an anomaly, and it's nothing close to the 90% of the people who have who have responded to my social media posts. And again, there's about 30 people that have responded, but every single one less?
Well, that's not right. So, and that's what it has to be fair and equitable for everyone. I'm encouraging everyone to appeal. And like you said, Zillow is a great tool. You can look at previous sales. You can certainly find comparables. And it's easy to find comparables that are much higher, but it's also very easy to find comparables that are lower or close to being to what you think your house is worth. So, you know, I encourage everybody to do that. You only have until August 1st to get this in for the appeal, unless I can slow this process. But yeah, it's got to be fair. It's no different than if you go trade your car on a new car. If you think you're getting a fair deal, that's all that matters. If you don't, then you need to do some research and figure out what you believe your house is worth. I mean, that's where I am with this whole thing.
Now, one of the things you did that I thought was great, and you had several of them, is this informational about the reassessment. And I was telling people earlier in the segment that if they did have a deadline of August 1st, but that ECTV did record one of your informational seminars on this, and they can go there and relook at it and rewatch some of your experts that were there.
Yes, they can. Actually, they should have filmed both of them, so they both should be on there, Lackawanna College and Abington Heights High School. But yes, and that was what that was for. People don't know what to do. They have no clue where to start or who to talk to. So the information, I think, was great that was provided, and it gave people at least some idea what they need to do. So that was very helpful. And yes, it should be up there to watch. So that's a good thing.
Now, procedural, what chance do you have? When's your first chance at a vote with the commissioners to put a pause to the reassessment? Is it after the appeals are done and it needs to be voted on? When will your first chance be to say, hey, let's hit the brakes on this and make sure it's done right?
Well, so there's a couple things. So we have the budget coming, but also part of the budget is the millage. Setting the millage, that's where the reassessment is going to take effect, when the millage is set. So if I don't agree to what the millage is or what I think the assessed values of all the properties in Lackawanna County are, if there's not another commissioner, it can't pass. And I am not passing anything until I think things are correct. And again, we can't correct everything in 30 days, or we don't even have 30 days, but these numbers have to be correct before that is initiated. That's my opinion, and I don't think anybody would argue with me.
No, and I think that's why a lot of the people in Lackawanna County would say they elected you to be that other voice on that dais up there of the commissioners.
Yeah, I agree, and that's what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm trying to do it tactfully. I'm trying to do it... I'm trying to just do it right for everybody, because this affects Democrats, Republicans, people that don't vote. This affects everyone in Lackawanna County that pays rent or pays a mortgage or pays taxes. So it's very important. And again, I'll stress that people really need to, if you think you need to appeal, because that's your opportunity. And it, like we explained in our town hall, this doesn't affect just next year. It affects every year. After, as long as you own the property, you're paying taxes, it's going to affect what you're paying. So I want it all done correct as close to being correct to all the properties as humanly possible before we set this new millage and set our new budget and move forward.
Now, there seems to be a lot of questions out there, and again, sticking to the reassessment, because this deadline is so short, coming up at August 1st. A lot of the public out there, a lot of residents of Lackawanna County are not happy with the process that Tyler Technologies used. Now, you were in the room with them as county commissioner. Are you comfortable with the process at this point, from what you saw from the inside and at your public meetings, with the process that Tyler Technologies used?
Well, so that's a two-part question. Yes, I'm okay with the process. However, I'm not okay with the result. You know, they went out. It was a monumental task to cover over 100 and some properties here in Lackawanna County, whether they're residential, commercial, bare, vacant land, whatever. They had to look at every single property. Now, how accurate they were looked at, how accurately they were figured, I'm seeing a lot of inconsistencies that I am not happy with. So, again, the process was the process. It's the results of the process that I am not okay with, and that's where our assessor's board has to be on their A game, and it has to be correct. That's the issue I'm having.
All right, again, we're speaking to Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak. Chris, is there anything else that you want to tell the residents of Lackawanna County before we go?
Well, I'm going to stay on top of this until the bitter end. Our assessor's board was well thought out. They're good people. They come with the background, a bunch of different backgrounds that people have. So they're qualified people. But I just want to make sure this is done correctly. So I'm on it, and I'm going to stay on it until the end.
All right. Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak, thanks for joining the Donald Show today.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. It's 3:36 here at WILK. It's time for the late news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So, did you see this Sawyersville councilman charged with vandalism at a hunting cabin that he used to be part of and then was exfilled from the hunting cabin? Well, police have charged Sawyersville councilman with multiple counts of criminal mischief, alleging he vandalized a cabin of a family member. Wouldn't that be domestic dispute as well? Adam Christen, 48, of Sawyersville, faces 3 misdemeanor counts, 2 summary counts of criminal mischief, and 1 summary count of criminal trespass, according to the court docket. State police in Gibson and Susquehanna County said Keith Christian and of Hunlock Creek reported damage to his hunting cabin. They said his cousin told police his cousin was voted out of the hunting club that uses the cabin and had been coming back and damaging property, police said. He broke the lock with a hammer, put some epoxy-type liquid in the locks, disabling them from normal use, and broke a window using a hammer, caused other damage as well. Not very bright, especially in the day and age of trail cams and cameras and such like that, and that's exactly what he was caught on. There is clear footage of the family member doing this, and like we said, you know, the fact that he is a councilman had no bearing on this crime, which seemed to be more family related. But it does get show his temperament, and maybe the people on Sawyersville Council may determine that he doesn't have the right temperament to be part of council making decisions for their town. But these things happen. And he was caught and will be duly charged. Again, innocent till proven guilty. But with the video footage that's there, it does seem pretty obvious. But he will have his day in court. It's 3:43 here. It's time for the premium perks, NEPA premium perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Honky Tonk Restaurant and Saloon. Get a $30 gift certificate for only $15, serving wing bites, cheesy steak hoagies, and homemade pizza. Live music Friday and Saturday nights, brunch on Sundays, open Tuesday through Sunday. It's located at 763 East Drinker Street in Dunmore. You can visit getmyperks.com for all the details. You're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show on this Monday, July 22nd, 2025. 79 degrees outside. I appreciate all the messages about your home reassessment and what Zillow's saying your home is worth. Keep them coming because it's just adding more and more to my speculation. Obviously not going to say who, but here's another one. Home in Throop was reassessed at $319,000. Zillow says it's $272,000. So that's $50,000 reassessed higher than what Zillow's saying the house is worth. You know, I would definitely get some market comparisons and get your appeal in if that's what your route you want to go by August 1st. But again, here's another example. Again, more than 90% of my respondents on my question are saying that their reassessment, their 2026 reassessment, is higher than what Zillow is saying their house is worth. But then again, every official in Lackawanna County, every executive and department head that I've checked, again, not all of them, but I've checked over a half a dozen, their reassessment is $36,000 to $46,000 less than what the Zillow is saying their house is worth. And that's just against what everyone else is coming back with. It's the opposite of what everyone else is saying that there is. Now, there's a few, like I said, a little under 10% now. I would say 8% are saying that Zillow is higher than what the reassessment is. But again, when over 90% are coming back saying that their reassessment is higher by a lot, here's $50,000 higher. You know, with my personal, my home, it was right on the money, $170 difference. So we're going to keep digging into it. We're going to keep looking into it. And the more information I get on it, the more clarity I will bring to you on that subject. So Pennsylvania State Universities have rose to tuition for the first time in 7 years. And one of the main reasons they're doing that is because they don't have a clue about the state budget because it's over 3 weeks late. In-state universities, 10 of them, the Pennsylvania State System for Higher Education, PASHE as it's known, will pay $7,994 annually in tuition, a $278 increase or 3.6%. And again, one of the main reasons is they do not know what their state funding is going to be because there has been no budget approved yet. State budget approved by the House on Monday included that funding, but it's unclear whether the increase will remain in the final budget deal. This has not only been a problem with our state universities, but it's also been a problem with our school districts. They don't know what our funding is going to be. Their budgets need to be approved, while our do-nothings in Harrisburg are doing nothing, right? Again, another stalled budget, another budget not on time. We need to truly change that. So it's a shame, but it has been 7 years since an increase was made. And again, the universities in the state system include Westchester, Cheyenne, Shippensburg, East Stroudsburg, Kutztown, Millersville, Indiana, Commonwealth, Slippery Rock, and Penn West universities. So they will see their increase. Again, the last increase was 2018-2019. It's coming up on 3:50 now at WILK News Radio. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. That being said, our state universities are still quite the bargain, and I would highly look into it. Where else can you get a four-year degree for $50,000, $60,000? Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Remember, you can catch our podcast anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite us, and it'll be sent to your inbox no matter what platform you use. You know, anytime you start to shake your head about politics in Pennsylvania and the way things are done, well, you can always just look to one of our neighbors and say, yep, we're not that bad. Oh, and in this case, it would be our friends in New York, the place I fled 22 years ago and can count on both hands the amount of times I've been back to. Well, they say crime doesn't pay, so try politics instead, right? A Democrat running for Nassau County top prosecutor, the DA, encouraged convicted criminals to apply for a job on her campaign. You heard that right. The top Democrat running for Nassau County's district attorney has encouraged convicted criminals to apply for a job on her campaign that could pay them, get this, up to $7,000 a month. District attorney candidate Nicole Alois campaign posted an ad seeking a communications director on a job website, Indeed.com. As she tries to unseat Republican incumbent District Attorney Ann Donnelly. People with criminal records, this is a quote now. People with criminal records are encouraged to apply, the job posting says, offering a salary range of between $6,000 and $7,000 per month. The call for ex-cons to apply for the job sticks out like a sore thumb in an otherwise traditional job description. That notes applicants should have previous experience in media relations, dealing with New York journalists, or working on campaigns. Hey, $6,000, $7,000 a month? I'll go work for the Democrat, right? The top media manager's goal is to get the candidate favorable press coverage. Donnelly called the advertisement more than politically tone deaf, labeled the job solicitation as dangerous, and claiming it exposes Alois's criminal-first agenda that puts criminals over law-abiding citizens. The district attorney is responsible, for the safeguarding confidential information, ensuring justice, and holding criminals accountable, not inviting them into the heart of the campaign for Nassau County's top law enforcement post, the current district attorney Donnelly told the Post. Only someone deeply out of touch would prioritize hiring a convicted criminal over qualified law-abiding citizens for such a sensitive role. Alois is a career prosecutor who spent 16 years working in both Queens and Nassau County District Attorney's Office. Some municipalities bar employers from discriminating against convicted criminals. New York City has the Ban the Box Law, also known as the Fair Chance Act, which prohibits employers from asking about an applicant's criminal history or conducting background checks until a conditional job offer is made. That means employers can't include questions about criminal records on the job applications or during initial interviews. But Donnelly said explicitly singling out criminals, not law-abiding citizens, to apply for a job with the DA candidate whose mission is to enforce the law is beyond the pale. This isn't just a campaign misstep. It's a window into Nicole Alois's dangerous worldview, Donnelly said. Hiring criminals to help run her campaign, that's who she is. Nassau residents can't afford to hand the keys to the DA's office over to someone who embraces this kind of reckless ideology. Alois's campaign spokesperson, Elaine McCormick, responded, Nicole has a long record of locking up violent felons, and a box accidentally left checked on Indeed.com does not change that. This is a cheap shot from the Donnelly campaign to attempt to distract from the fact that crime in Nassau County has risen 44% under Donnelly's watch, that Nicole is the only candidate in the race which endorses endorsements from law enforcement, from the fact that Nicole's outraised her by almost $100,000. Donnelly touted her own prosecutorial record to make Nassau County one of the safest counties in America while fighting to repeal New York's cashless bail law. Yeah, I would say that's more to blame than the district attorney. I mean, the district attorney's not out there enforcing laws. And cashless bail has made a mockery of the justice system throughout New York State. If you want a safely accountability and common sense in your district attorney, I'm proud to be the choice of Nassau County neighbors who want to keep Nassau's safest community in the U.S., Donnelly said. Now, it's interesting, the campaign spokesperson there says that a box accidentally left checked on the Indeed.com does not change that. So are they saying that they did not mean to offer this job to criminals? Why not just say that from the start? Why just put it in passing? Because they want to play both sides of the fence, and they often do. So again, when you think things are bad here, you just look to our neighbors, usually to our east, New York and New Jersey, and things will get better. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.